It's not the good part of coaching that you enjoy, but we felt we needed some extra in that position. And it was really the fit of the team, of what the team needed. And look, it's not a decision after Friday night's game. It's been a bit of a concern for a good 2-3 weeks. And we tried some different avenues to work it. But we just felt that we needed a little bit more punch from that position. So, you know, Jared's a great guy, and it's tough to go through it. He's a good player. And any other circumstances, you know, you could have been a Wildcat for a number of years, but it really is the piece of the jigsaw puzzle that we're trying to fit, and we thought we needed a little bit more in that. Yeah, you've nailed it. It's all the above. It's the confidence. It's a little bit of swagger. It's the, you know, and we were hoping 2 weeks ago he won us the game without a question. And we were hoping that would be consistent. But look, there's nothing on Jared. He's a great player, and it's the hardest part. He's very popular within the team. So it's a big decision. We don't do it lightly. It's the first time we've replaced someone. Where I've been here, and in 10 years I've only done it twice, so it's not something that we take lightly, and hopefully it's the right decision to challenge for the championship.
Did you not see room for improvement down the track?
Look, we've been looking at that for the last couple, and that was our first area, but we just didn't see that what the team needed, and the team's got to come first. We've got a short list right now, so the last 24 hours are pretty full on, going through our list that we had in off-season. So we'll revisit that, and we've got a short list, and hopefully in the next 24, 48 hours that we'll be on a plane.
And was that from the US?
Yes. Very short list. Very, very short list. Oh, look, it's the nature of the business, unfortunately, that, you know, we're all, well, that's what I said to the guys this morning, at some stage or another, we're all going to get a tap on the shoulder, and coaches included. It's just, that's a hard process to go through, and it's the nature that sometimes the imports are hired guns, you know, and that's, they come in and got to do a job, and unfortunately, they're replaceable a little bit more than the Australian content, so... you know, it's an area of the game that we thought we need to improve in, and hopefully we've made the right decision.
It seems pretty fiery out there, Shane. Isn't everyone a bit of a...
Yeah, well, look, some of the guys are really surprised this morning, you know, and there's a lot of emotion in there because they're invested, and Jared's been here for 2 months, and like I said, he's a quality person, and it makes everybody, you know, the profession that we're in, you know, it's don't disrespect your job, and don't disrespect of playing hard and what it means to play for the Wildcats. So, you know, it's a just gentle reminder.
Trev, you're talking up his character quite a lot, but the question must be asked, was there any off-field issues?
No, none at all. He's number one. Look, I have no hesitation to say that he could play in this league for a long time, but it's really his skill set was probably, we already have that with Casey, the athletic and get to the rim and... so it wasn't. It was really the team balance and getting that right piece of the puzzle.
Speaking of Casey, he was a very lonely figure this morning. Is he okay?
Yeah, no, he had some tooth work over the weekend, so he's one less tooth. So we kept him out of any contact and just light. So he played great last weekend, and hopefully that you know, catalyst to send him up for a great year.
Trev, how did you tell Jaron the news, and what was his reaction?
Yeah, obviously he's gutted. You know, he was. A little bit of surprise, but it's never a nice thing that you have to do it. But look, I've always been upfront and honest, and that's the way I had to do it with him. And obviously, his disappointment. And but you know, that's we just got to move on now.
You mentioned in pre-season that
Jamil
was also not quite
forming.
Is he out
of stuff? No, I think he's going to help. Hopefully, Matty's back sooner than later. I think Matt's going to help him just the physicality side of it, but. Yeah, he's been our leading rebounder two of the three games, and I thought he's played really well last weekend. He didn't play that well, but look, we're not looking at his position at all.
When did you make the call on Jared?
Yeah, it was, you know, over the weekend. It was sitting down with the coaching staff and management and, you know, just going over everything just to make sure of, you know, and then you've got to sleep at night. Are you sleeping well? Is it the wrong decision? And like I said, it's a big call to make. But, you know, experience tells me that we had to make this move. And hopefully it's going to make us better. And, you know, we'll hopefully find out Friday night. Yeah, obviously a bit more of a threat on the perimeter. You know, Jared shot the ball really well from, but it wasn't enough. We need to help in that area. I thought that was a bit of a low for our team. I think we only had 11 three-pointers, and I think that might have been a Wildcats' lowest record in the history. So we need that threat outside. We're finding teams are crowding in the paint, and we thought that was going to compound when Mac comes back. So we want to keep the lanes open so Casey can get to the ring, Damo can get to the ring, and we just didn't feel we had the right balance in that. So that was a big reason for it. And, you know, hopefully we made the right decision. Yeah, it's a tough one. You know, it's obviously we've done a lot of work, 2 months, and fitting the new guy in, you know, it's going to take a while. Hopefully hopefully it's smooth, and the more time that the teammates can help him out, it's going to fast track that. So it's going to be up to the team to really include him in everything that we do on the court at a good speed to get him up to pace.
And you mentioned Matty coming back sooner rather than later. Do you know how much?
Yeah, well, look, we're hopeful. He's about third day that he's practiced. So once we get the all clear from the medical staff, I'm not holding him back.
So possibly Friday.
Yeah, possibly Friday, yep. So fingers crossed, and hopefully that's good news.
Thank you.